Unit 6. I'm more outgoing than my sister.
I am bigger than you, aren't I?
Yeah.
I am taller than you, aren't I?
Yeah.
Also, I run faster than you. Right?
Yeah.
I am stronger than you, little mouse. I am going to eat you.
But wait, wait a minute. You forgot one thing.
What?
You are also heavier than I am. Bye-bye!
Ha ha, 刚才的对话里，大猫觉得自己在各个方面都比小老鼠强，但却最终败给了看似弱小的老鼠。所以，我们不仅要强健自己的身体，更要不断丰富自己的头脑，让我们都像急中生智的小老鼠那样，使自己更加聪明起来。你注意到了吗？刚才的小故事里，大猫是怎么把自己和小老鼠做比较的呢？好了，今天 Candy 老师就带领聪明的你一起来学习学习关于比较级的知识。下面我们先来听一段对话，看看 Mike 和 Mark 是如何介绍自己的。
I'm Mike. I'm 13 years old.I'm tall and heavy. I have curly hair. I like music, especially loud rock music. I think that it's full of energy. I would like to share my ideas with my friends. In my class, I have a lot of friends who are similar to me.I like sports. Of all the ball games, I love basketball best. My teachers and friends think I'm very athletic. Are you like me? No, I'm not the same as you. First, my name is Mark, not Mike. We are the same age.I'm 13 years old, too. As you can see, I'm short and thin. I want to be tall, just like you. My hair is short and straight. I like music with gentle and quiet sounds. I enjoy it very much. Usually,I like talking with my friends, but only with one or two. I can't stand when some people chat together. I spend most of my spare time reading books with gentle music playing. Sometimes I hate sports because I'm not good at it. Do you think Mike is like me?
听完了 Mike 和 Mark 的自我介绍，这两个名字听起来挺相像的，但是他们也有很多不同的地方。那就让我们从几个方面来比较一下吧。想一想，刚才他们都介绍自己的哪些方面了呢？对了，他们分别从姓名、年龄、外貌、性格、爱好等方面介绍了自己。为了能更清楚地比较这两个同学，我们不妨画一个表格。
在年龄上 ，Mike 和 Mark 都是13岁 ，13 years old。从外表上来看 ，Mike 个子高，体重要重一些 ，tall and heavy。Mark 呢，个子低，而且瘦 ，short and thin。说到喜欢和不喜欢的东西呢 Mike 喜欢比较响的音乐 ,like loud music. Mark 呢，他喜欢比较轻柔的安静一点的音乐 ,like gentle and quiet music. 还有呢， Mike 因为又高又重，所以呢比较喜欢运动。Mike likes sports, 显得特别像运动员，是运动型的 ,very athletic. 而 Mark 呢不太喜欢运动，他讨厌体育运动 ,hate sports. 但是呢他喜欢阅读 ,like reading. 他们两个的性格也完全不同。Mike 喜欢和朋友聊天 ,like talking with friends.而 Mark 只和一两个朋友聊 ,only talk with one or two friends.
Mike, 高 ,Mark, 矮。我们可以说 ,Mike is taller than Mark. 他要比 Mark 重一些，就可以说 ,he is also heavier than Mark. 当然比较是双方的，我们也可以说 Mark is shorter and thinner than Mike. 在比较完外貌之后，我们再来看看性格与爱好。Mike 喜欢听摇滚乐，而 Mark 却喜欢听轻音乐。那么这反映了他们两个人性格之间的不同。Mike 更加有活力，活力的英文是 energetic。怎么样？你知道怎么说吗？ Mike is more energetic than Mark. 反过来，我们也可以说 Mark 要比 Mike 更加安静一些。 Mark is quieter than Mike. 还有呢， Mike 喜欢和很多人在一起聊天，有许多朋友，他的性格更外向一些。外向的英文呢是outgoing, 所以 Mike is more outgoing than Mark. 最后是体育运动方面， Mike 爱运动，而 Mark 不喜欢运动。我们可以这样说， Mike is more athletic than Mark. 刚刚我们就 Mike 与 Mark 进行了比较，接着总结一下我们刚才所说的这些比较级的句子。
Mike is taller than Mark. He is heavier than Mark. So Mark is shorter and thinner than Mike. As for personality, Mike is more energetic than Mark. He is also more outgoing and athletic.than Mark.
熟读这几个句子，你们发现了什么？英语中形容词比较级的用法。英语中形容词比较级的用法有一个基本的形式，我们来概括一下。其实比较级的句子很简单，也就是形容词的比较级加上 than 再加上被比较的对象。那么什么是形容词比较级的形式呢？下面请大家和 Candy 老师一起来总结一下。基本形容词比较级的构成方式有三种。第一种情况，
单音节和少数双音节形容词，
这其中有分为四类。第一种情况就是一般情况下我们直接加 er 在形容词的后面，比如 tall, taller。 第二小类是以 e 结尾的词，在这样的词后面直接加 r 就可以了，比如 large, larger。 那么第三小类是以辅音加上 y 结尾的词，这样的情况下我们去掉 y 加上 i 然后再加上 er， 比如 busy, busier。 第四小类呢是以重读鼻音节结尾的词，这样的情况下要双写最后一个字母加上 er， 比如 thin, thinner。 第二种情况是多音节词的情况，为了不使单词过长， 那么他们在变为比较级的时候，就在这个多音节的词前面加上 more， 例如有活力的 energetic， more energetic。最后一种情况是少数不规则比较级的变化，比如好的 good， 它的比较级是 better， 坏的 bad l， 它的比较级是 worse， 还有多 many much， 它的比较级是 more， 以及少 little， 它的比较级是 less。 我们来做几个小练习巩固一下吧。
请你完成下面的翻译练习。好，看看答案吧，相信你一定做对了。一， Ken 比 Julia 更有趣。 Ken is funnier than Julia。 二， Gina 比 Mary 更聪明。 Gina is smarter than Mary。 三， Lee 比 Gray 更爱运动。 Lee is more athletic than Gray。四， Dave 不如 Richard 受欢迎。 Dave is less popular than Richard。
怎么样，完成的还可以吧？请同学们再回过头来看一下第四组， Richard 比 Dave 更加受欢迎，而题目的主语却是 Dave， 所以做这个题目的时候，我们就要反过来考虑， Richard 比 Dave 受欢迎，反之Dave 就不如 Richard 受欢迎，所以他的表达方式应该是 Dave is less popular than Richard。 下面我们来听听两位同学是如何评价他们的朋友的，然后我们要回答后面的问题。 OK, listen carefully, 请仔细听。
Who is your best friend, Henry? Peter. Why is he a good friend?Because he likes to do the same things as I do. He's popular too, and he's good at sports. Are you good at sports too? Well, I like sports, but Peter's more athletic than me. I'd say we're both pretty outgoing though. What else do you like about Peter? He's funnier than I am, and he's wilder. I'm a little quieter. How about you, Mary? Who is your best friend?
My best friend is Vera.
What do you like about her?
Well, she's a good listener, and she keeps secrets. That's important to me.
Is she a lot like you?
Some people say that we look alike. We're both tall, and we both have long curly hair. But Vera is much quieter than me, and she's also more intellectual. I'm more outgoing.
Okay, let's check the answers. Who is Peter?
He is Henry's best friend.
What is Peter like?
He is popular, outgoing, athletic, funny, and wild.
Why does Mary like her best friend, Vera?
Because Vera is a good listener, and she keeps secrets from Mary.
What are the differences between Mary and her friend Vera?
Vera is much quieter and more intellectual than Mary. And Mary is more outgoing.
外教导读
Keywords Tall, tall Long, long Short,Short. Quiet, quiet. Thin, thin. Health, health. Fun, fun. Serious, serious. Outgoing, outgoing. Key phrases.Be good at, be good at. 2 years ago, 2 years ago. Be outgoing, be outgoing. All the time, all the time. In some ways, in some ways, looks the same. Looks the same. Talk to everyone. Talk to everyone. Make me laugh. Make me laugh. Key sentence structure. Pedro is funnier than Paul. Tom is more athletic than Sam. Is that Tara? No, it isn't. It's Tina. Tara's shorter than Tina. Do you look the same? No, I'm a little taller than her. Who do you think should get the job, Ruth or Rose? Well, Ruth is more intellectual. I think she should get the job.